Weird guy, huh? Anyways, I will share a little bit is a, in the United States, tea really have a market. So probably some things I will be go through those. And I really thanks Yan organized as a team, and we went to China, and which is a track very interesting to about the growing tea. We probably noticed the tea is most consumed beverage in the world. Everybody knows the first one? Water, right? So tea is really popular in the world. So this is a kind of bring us. Tea is belong to the Camellia sinensis. There's several species about those in the different area, but majorly is a sinensis as a tea. And if you're from the south, what do? You cannot without it, right? So this is a probably, I borrow this part. And I don't want to repeat, we do have huge market. All this money is give to what? The import to the foreign countries. So I don't want to get those. Consumer-wise, it's even bigger. This is $1 billion, not $1 million. So I don't want... Tea is really started with China. It's too old. There are many, many legend, story, folklore about those tea, but still recorded. They drink more than 3,000 years. So this is probably very popular. I still keep my cup of tea. This is about essential for my life. So it's really, really good. And the tea production in China is supposed pretty big, but it's only rank 3 in the world export. If you look at this map, I draw a little bit about the overlap by the same latitude. You can see the red line about the south and California, those area can grow in tea quite well. But recently, I went to Shandong province. They have a tea production there. It's amazing. And tea quality is pretty good, which is very cold. Sometimes it gets minus 10. So it do take those. And the tea production in China is amazing. It's amazing. The reason they have huge support behind it, like a tea science department, right? They have, this is in Zhejiang University, which is pretty high-ranked university in China. They have a whole team of those study with the tea. And also, they have a National Institute of Tea, which is supported tremendously. I told them there are about 38 professors study tea. How many we have? 3, 4. So it's really the behind of those is really driving force about those tea cultivars, clones, collections, right? I wanted them all, but now the U.S. from last year they began to limit it. Tea plants come to the country, so I don't know. When I bring some green, the yellow and the purple tea to the country, they said, no, you cannot eat. I said, my permit, first one is tea. He said, no, we just change it. So this is a done deal. I don't want to say too much, but it is tremendous. The selection process is very rigorous. So the poor support of those make what? Make the tea industry is very strong. This is probably the experiment station. This is from the College of Tea Culture, right? And I want to say this kind of story we went is very special. They planted tea on the top of the mountains before. All of this tea you see is nature seedlings. This is why I make it special. It's the nature seedlings. They're growing there. So their people make very decent money, as you say, right? Since we are in D.C., don't forget, go to get afternoon tea. This is one culture which is very popular. Our president always take advantage of those. If you have $55, what do? Go to Trump Hotel, get afternoon tea, right? It's nearby. So it is market. I don't want to say any others. The market is really, really big. So I don't think it is. And he likes the tea, definitely the one tea from China, but I don't know. We can grow it ourselves, too. And the country was established by what? By this tea, Boston tea, right? So American Revolutionary War was initiated by the tea. So the country is associated with tea. You cannot without the tea. So this is why I don't understand we don't have tea. Yeah. So this is probably something we want Furthermore, and Charleston have a tea plantation. I talk with this guy, it's just amazing. He's the kind of guy play in, you know, and the Bahama Island stuff. After say a advertisement, he bought the Charleston tea. Now he make a big profit. He said that we directly supply all the White House tea, host the foreigner, a very important person. They are from Charleston. So they do have a mechanic harvest, right? They have a little green giants, the mechanic harvest everything, but still, this is a tea plantation was established by USDA for cultivar collections. I looked at the old data. They probably have 114 cultivars planted in this plantation. It's amazing. This is a gadget. Every 2 weeks, they go through it, which is safe about, he said, average about, say, 400 people to do the tea collections. But I love the tea quality is relatively is, right? It's new crop for U.S. What I think is, in Georgia, we do have some things to commercialize. For example, blueberry, right? From peach state to blueberry. What happened for the last 2 years? Years ago, how many peach we get? Zero. Whole year, right? Blueberry, how many? How much we get? Because the late frost kills them all, which is very bad, very bad. Now, if you're a grower, you need to think about it, right? So, if you're a grower of the tea, how much you worry about cold damage? A little bit, right? How many times you can harvest if you're the grower? You can harvest many, many times. So, one thing will be not bother you. You don't lose whole year crops. So, all of my point is, try to point out is, tea do have market here. Do can bring profit for our farmers. This is why we have first harvest of tea this year in Georgia, which is we collected, remember, the quality of tea. I usually drink one bud or one bud, one leaf, which is higher quality. All those by what? Hand pick. It's a lot cheap. Not cheap. Those are probably tea processing, and recently we play Wulong tea. It's very nice. What are the challenges? Cultivar adoption, right? Labor is issue. Is issue. Price of the tea is also very important, right? And we try to follow those procedures, begin to do that. Select the tea cultivars, propagation by cuttings, right? All of those. And we try to get irrigation. I'm glad, you know, you have some data for those planting. It is really good, really good, right? We do select it, and we growing about 700 seedlings from those different collections. We begin to pick up the seed, the cultivar, target a couple of those so far, and hopefully will be introduced. And also different type of tea, we also located big leaf, small leaf, thick leaf, and this is probably, this is purple leaf. Unfortunately, we don't have it. I do get it, but it's only to Atlanta, then it's gone. So, and also the others, but I'm an ornamental guy. The reason for those is, it's a really attractive ornamental plants here. This is, I have a visitor from Fujian Agriculture and Forestry University. He's very good. He makes the tea from the beginning, all different type of tea, which is very impressive. This is the one of his picture, which is, and I get it from him, it's really nice about the yellow. So we do try to develop some tea, and this is one of the projects we try to take. We try to plant some of those shade structures. We all do, but we see huge difference. Maybe Georgia is a little bit stronger sunlight, and then we don't have too much rain. So huge difference. We try to measure those photosynthesis and chlorophyll stuff, and hopefully get some ideas about those. It's a lot of work need to be done. You don't want all the people, this is my lab crawl. Some of them sit on the behind those, you know. You don't want all the people collect tea, but you do need some scenes. This is what the tea we had. We made it. It's delicious. We have a Monday afternoon, 3 to 5 lab meeting. Every day we drink our tea, which is very nice. Very nice. This is Charleston. And I think it's great. A lot of part I always think about, tea is one part. Several of our local people, the restaurant said, we were like, you know, buy your tea if you have it. I don't have it so far. I barely can support myself, right? So this is a, tea definitely have a great. And also the other, this is the one you can say, the tea powder from Japan. I paid $400 for 1 pound. Not even 1 pound yet. It's a little jar. It is really expensive. So this is kind of side product is very, very good. So with all of those, I want to take home, tea do have market here in U.S., but just we need support. Scientific research, I'm glad that we have a PhD we produced and continues the tea. And also we can grow in tea well here in the United States. With those, and if I have any questions. I don't know, 1 minute for question.
Actually,
yes.
How much do you make an acre per year?
We don't know yet. We talk about those. And the farmer in China maybe can make profit for $300 to $400 per lolo, times six. So this is a 2,400 profit per year, per acre. This average.
What's the crop worth in the field per acre?
I really don't know the answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many acres are there in the United States right now?
Anybody?
Well, probably right.
Continental U.S. probably not too much. Yeah, 120 for Charleston.
Oh, yes.
So I don't think anybody. Great Mississippi have about what? It's 40 acres?
About
10. I think the area is about 40 acres area. You know, it is. That's it. I don't think there's any others. Yes?
How tolerant are the putting in tea for replacement for other crops? Because you were mentioning things like peach and blueberry.
Well, as Dr. Pemberton said, is probably the acidic soil is more critical, and others, I don't see too many problem, right? The tea production area don't have too much problem at all.
Pretty tolerant.
Yeah. Yes. Pretty good. Yeah.
Tea plants are. One more question for you.
Which way is it?
Oh, the purple.
Well, this is a good question. They say that the tea is pretty good too. But remember, this is new growth. They do come, if you make oolong tea, they do come green later on. So the yellow one is too. And this new growth is very, very attractive. But I want to grow as ornamentals too. So unfortunately, I don't know when we can get it. So.
Thank you.
Oh.